The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.9% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Bedarin FM Bumpurugu, Clenham Radio Batogaske FM Techiman and Radio Wawa, Get Radio TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, Special Prosecutor Kiseja being facing impeachment. We have exclusive details. Also, pressure on the Trade Ministry to reverse directive on cement price hike as minority and Greta call for dialogue on production costs.
One wonders how the fundamental issues that caused the cement prices to go up has not been addressed or mentioned at all by the minister or the ministry.
In business,
some banks deny engaging in practices contributing heavily to current pressure on the city. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And also coming up, Electoral Commission orders the police to arrest party agents inciting chaos amid NDC's push to record voter registration equipment serial numbers.
When you are an agent at the registration center, you have your limits. Our officers will not allow you to cross. It's just a matter of directing them, the police officer, that we don't want this agent here.
But the NDC says it will not back down as their machinations are already yielding results.
We urge our registration agents to meticulously track and record the serial numbers of the BVRs used during the registration exercise.
These are more coming up with me, Mami Sinyamichet Thompson. Please stay for details. Now, Joy News is learning a petition seeking to remove Kiseja being as special prosecutor has been forwarded by President Akufo-Addo to the Chief Justice. The petition dated April 30, 2024 was sent to the President by former special prosecutor Mr. Martin Amidou and conveyed to Justice Getrude Tokunbo on May 6, 2024. Joy News editor Elton Broby joins me in studio with more. Elton, what more do we know?
So, Mr. Amidou is alleging procurement breaches in the purchase of vehicles for the OSP, abuse of judges and the administration of justice, violation of citizens' rights through arrest and detention, violation of citizens' right to information, as well as appointment of personnel to the office. Joy News gathers that, as required by Article 146 of the Constitution, the Chief Justice is in the process of deciding if there is a prima facie case to set up a committee to impeach Mr. Jabane.
Well, Elton, has this got anything to do with that explosive press conference by the special prosecutor at which he alleged that judges had ganged up against him?
Well, Amidou, for instance, is alleging that the OSP, by holding a news conference to complain about the conduct of the judiciary, amounts to abusing judges and bringing the judiciary into disrepute. This impeachment process comes after earlier reports that the special prosecutor had declined demands to resign and rather held a news conference to complain about frustrations in doing his work. Mr. Amidou also says by arresting persons such as Iziadapa and Professor Rimpong Boateng, the OSP abused their rights. He also alleges that the violation of citizen right to information when he requested for appointment letters and salaries of all staff of OSP to be put on a pen drive for him, as well as appointment of personnel to the office, were declined.
Thank you very much, Elton. In a related development, former Auditor General Daniel Yaldomlevo have petitioned Parliament seeking a bipartisan probe into the conduct of the Economic and Organised Crime Office, EOCO, and its failure to probe the controversial stash of money found at the residence of former Sanitation Minister Cecilia Dapa. The petitioners, which include lawyer Martin Pebu, security analyst Dr. Adam Buna, political science professor Ransford Jampo, and over 100 other Ghanaians argue that Yoko had more than enough basis to investigate the former minister for money laundering, as she had been inconsistent and unable to provide the source of the huge amount of money seized at her residence by the Office of the Special Prosecutor. Now, away from that, members of parliament are expected to return to the House today for an emergency sitting. The recall follows a petition by the majority leader, Alexander Afenyo-Markin, requesting the sitting to consider outstanding government business. The majority caucus is seeking to address key government business items, including adopting the 34th report of the appointment committee, which will see the approval of the new ministers designated by the president, and a motion on a $150 million loan facility. His majority chief whip, Habib Idrisu.
The approval of the ministers is very important to us. For example, if you go to the Minister of Health, the minister and all the two deputy ministers are all new. They are all part of those considering to be approved. So you have a full ministry, very sensitive, like the Minister of Health, no minister, no deputy minister, because we have parliament have not been able to approve it yet.
Well, Minority Chief Whip Governs Kwame Aguja says his side will only approve businesses that are of national importance.
Our colleagues will also respond to Mr. Speaker's call and come to Parliament on Friday. Which of these ministers, when approved, would stop the doomsaw we are having? Which of these ministers, when approved, would make the city stabilize? So, yes, I agree that our colleagues have been vetted. Plenary need to take a decision on them. So, when we go, hopefully, we'll have the opportunity to take a decision.
And you heard Minority Chief Whip Governs Kwame Aguja. Now, there's pressure on the Trade Ministry to withdraw its directive to cement manufacturers to immediately reverse increase in prices. The Chamber of Cement Manufacturers have already served notice they will not comply with the Ministry's directive. Many retailers have started adjusting their prices on the market. Speaking to Joy News, Executive Secretary of GREDA, Sami Amegaigbo, said the Ministry should consider addressing the factors pushing the cost of production before it takes a heavy toll on the real estate industry.
For us, if you reduce the price of cement today, tomorrow, we'll be very happy. But we have to be very fair, because we are all in the business of manufacturing. And so one wonders how the fundamental issues that caused the cement prices to go up has not been addressed or mentioned at all by the minister or the ministry, and only issuing directives for it to come down. How would they come down when the fundamental issues that have been expressed by Dr. Dawson have not been handled, and yet you expect the manufacturers to come down on their prices?
Well, Deputy Ranking Member on the Works and Housing Committee, Andrew Chuite, said the ministry should rather address the free fall of the city before implementing directives on cement prices.
And so if the minister is just giving an open directory or a blunt directory without considering what goes into the manufacturing of the cement, I think that it will not be fair to the producers of the cement. And so for me, I think the minister should be looking at controlling the rate at which the dollar is going. So we should be interested in knowing what the government is doing about that before we can also be pushing the manufacturers to bring down the cost of the cement.
And here, Deputy Ranking Member on the Works and Housing Committee, Andrew Chuite. Now, the Lands Commission is pushing for chiefs involved in land-related corruption to be investigated and possibly prosecuted by law. According to the head of regional operations of the Ghana Lands Commission, Raphael Hoki, 80% of the lands owned in Ghana are managed by chiefs and are responsible for many of the excesses in the sale of lands.
The greater chunk of the land is in the hands of customary owners. Our chiefs, our queen mothers, our family clan heads, and all that, they manage the chunk of the land. And those lands, lands commission staff cannot go and touch it. So if there is corruption, Ghana Integrity Initiative, perhaps we should be looking more at that place than the less than 2% of state lands that is being allocated and all the hue and cry that comes around it.
The former power minister, Dr. Kwabena Adonko, says it is unpatriotic moves by government to renege on existing contractual agreement to curtail power to neighboring countries. It will be recalled that at the height of the current power crisis, President Akufo-Addo directed the curtailment of power supply to Ghana's neighbors to serve the local market. Now, the VRA senior staff says this could have serious legal implications for the country. Speaking to Joy News, Dr. Adonko warned that it is is in the nation's strategic interest to respect the power agreement with neighboring countries.
Export of power to neighboring countries is in Ghana's strategic interest, and therefore it is unpatriotic for anybody to want to curtail that. Whoever curtails that is doing a disservice to Ghana. We had load sharing during our time. We never curtailed it. If it's arising out of the challenges you have, assuming you were to give 100 megawatts and you speak to them that, look, we have challenges, so instead of 100, we will burden share. So you have 60 or you have 70, that everybody will understand.
And you had former power minister Dr. Kwabena Dunko bringing us to the end of the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, and also in Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show.
At Buyers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.